Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Trauma 5 podcast, man. Hey, listen, man. Let's just get straight into it, man. Hey, listen, man. What are your thoughts on God? What are your thoughts on the afterlife? Like, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that God is real? Do you think that everything that happens for a reason? Do y'all think that it's all a bunch of BS? Like, what do y'all think, man? Like, I'm on here today, man. You know, I woke up real early this morning. I made like two different videos, man, about me just venting. There were going to be two episodes that I uploaded, but it ended up just being about me venting. And I've been kind of going through my own depression and anxiety and worrying lately. It's been kind of rough lately. And I'm still trying to process a lot of things and figure a lot of things out in my life. And I got to wondering about God. I got to wondering, like, man, is this simulation just that? Is it a simulation? Are we here to learn something? Is there a God? Or are we just animals with clothes on that have a perception of God because we want to understand what it all means? My first theory about God, man, is and this is just one of my theories. My first theory is that, what if it's all made up? And not to be like a Debbie Downer or anything, like, but I just literally want to know, like, what if it's all made up? Like, what if people came up with this God concept because life is just so damn hard and difficult and hard to understand that we just came up with this theory of a better place? When you die, there's this wonderful place where everything is perfect and no one can hurt you and it's all fine. Everything's just fine. You know? What if when we pass away, we just, like, you know, like when you go to sleep, what if it's just like that? What if it's just like, you know, you wake up, there's no perception of time. There's no concept of time when you're asleep. You just go out and you just wake up and it's like, oh, you know, there's no time when you're asleep. You just, to the conscious person, there's time. But when you're unconscious, when you're dead to the world and you're snoring, there's no time. Nothing means anything to you. So what if that's like eternal peace? What if that's what it means to be in heaven? It's just, you're gone and that's it. And there's no nothing, and that's just it, you know? Or is there a soul inside of here? You know, they say energy is never destroyed, only replaced. And at a microscopic, subatomic level, we're just energy vibrating. You know, and it's weird. It's weird because I look at all these space documentaries and it's like everything comes from stardust, right? It's just made up differently. Like wood, grass, animals, bugs, even your home. It's just a collection of materials placed together to look a certain way. Like your house is just rocks. If it's concrete, it's rocks. If it's bricks, it's rocks. You know, that's all it is. It's just rocks. It's natural from the earth. And it's like the same things that make up dirt, grass, and trees, it's all in our body. It's just carbon, nitrogen, calcium, and all this other stuff. It's just structured in a different way. So it's like to me, it's like, man, like, we're all the same thing. Like, right now I'm sitting down at a desk, at a chair, just sitting here, hanging out, chilling, you know? But really, like this computer I'm sitting in front of, like the screen is made out of probably glass or some sort of whatever, LED, whatever, who knows? But it all comes from nature. At the end of the day, everything's base form is nature. We're nature. And we just construct things differently. And we have this perception that we're this, but really everything is just energy. Everything is just energy vibrating at a different level. So if everything is energy, you know, these scientists, they talk about like the string theory, that there's other universes out there, and there's other realms, and there's other dimensions out there. We just can't access them because, you know, we're a part of the universe, so we can't leave it. We can't leave it if we're a part of it. We can probably peek in and see other things, but we can't leave it unless, you know, well, then again, maybe we can leave it, because if we're a part of this universe is part of something bigger, which means we're a part of that too. So maybe we can slip in and out and go to different realms. And maybe heaven and God is on like a level where we just, as a physical being, we're kind of locked to this universe. And when we're no longer able to stay in our bodies, whether it's due to trauma, blunt trauma, sickness, you know, illness, and the body shuts down, well, however it is, whether it be murder or you die of old age, the body can no longer sustain that certain energy. Maybe it's an energy or a force or something that we haven't discovered yet. Maybe it's deeper than they're putting on. You know, sometimes they the powers that be give you a little something, but don't tell you everything. So maybe God is real. And in the way I hope he is, I hope it is, he, she, it, whatever it is, I hope that is real in a sense that when we do in this form of life, because this all this is a form of life. This isn't, it is life, but don't think it's the only life. There's different forms of being. There's different forms of life. You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking, like, if God is real, whatever it is, it's in some other dimension, some other realm, some other place, man. And I just think sometimes, like, what is it? Like, what is God? What do you think he or she is? Do you think it's some super intelligent being that has transcended time and it's immortal and it doesn't have a way of dying, and it has such a magnitude that our little brains can't process it? Like, what do you think God is? Like, I'm really curious. Like, I want to know what y'all think. Like, again, I'm a thinker. I'm a deep thinker. So it's like, what do you think it all means? Like, what do you think us waking up every day means? Like, what do you think? What do you think it means? Like, I don't know. You know, I again, I'm not the guru guy. I'm not the what do you call it? I'm not the therapist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not any of those things. I'm just really coming on here to find some answers, not all answers, because you're not going to find the truth online in a sense. You know, you really got to go out there and find your own version of the truth, because everyone has their own version of the truth. But what do y'all think, man? Like, do you think he's real? Think she's real? It's real? Like, is there? And my thing is this. All right, here's my thing. If there is an afterlife, right? In my mind, I can't comprehend everyone getting along. I'm so earthly, like, I'm so used to the way it is here. I really can't comprehend a place where everyone gets along. It just seems like there would have to be some sort of issue. Even in heaven, it just seems like, and it's just like, I have so many questions. It's like, Is it everlasting peace? What do you look like? Do you look like yourself? Are we naked? Are we wearing robes? Like, I know it's not physical. So does like the manifestation of land and homes or mansions or whatever's up there or in heaven, like, does it just go on forever? Like, is there like a map of heaven? Like, is there a map? Like, can I look at a map of heaven and see where I'm at? Or is it just some sort of like an energy realm where there's really nothing physical going on? It's just like a spiritual realm. I don't know what's going on outside. There's fire, ambulance or whatever going by. But anyways, it's like, yo, like, what do y'all think is going on? That's my question. Like, what do you guys think heaven is? Do you think it's just like an energy realm? Do you think it's like a physical realm that like we go to and like, you know what I mean? Like, what? And the thing is this, like, we're still trying to figure out what physical is, because like the human being definition of physical is like, you know, physically touch. But like, what is physical? Like, there's things that are, again, a micro subatomic level that we can't physically touch, or we are physically touching it, we just don't know it's there. You know, like germs are like, they're like matter, they're physical, right? But you can't see them. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of weird how things are. Like, I wonder what it is. Like is heaven like alongside us? Like, is it something that our loved ones are in and they're like right here alongside us? We just can't see them. Or like, when you die, does your soul just become like a ghost? Just walking aimlessly through the astral plane. Like, if you don't accept God, you just walk aimlessly through. Like, I have so many questions. And like, again, I'm not going to get on here and act like I know. I don't. I hate people that get on here and act like they know. Every podcast I ever done, I always say, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't. No one knows. Like, you can read the Bible back and forth 10 times, 20 times over. You still don't have definitive proof. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't, we don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be that way. Maybe, like I said, when the teacher is quiet, I mean, when the test is on, the teacher is quiet. Maybe it's supposed to be like this. I don't know. Maybe it's all part of the plan. Maybe we got to go through this hell to figure out something on the other side. You know what I mean? It's just like, how many people can heaven fit? Like, there's like Bill Ben. How many people do you think as a whole walk this planet from the beginning of humanity to this day? Like, what, like 100 billion? I don't know. It's like, can all of them fit? Maybe they can, because we're just energy, right? Like, maybe they all, but maybe we all can fit up there. Like, I know everybody's not up there, but I don't know, man. I just be wondering. You know, or is it quantum? Like, is it some sort of quantum? If we all that don't know what quantum is, it's basically just like a microscopic physical thing. You know what I mean? Like, quantum mathematics, and it's just like physics. It's like a step up from physics, but it's like on a small kind of level. It's just physics. What we know about physics isn't everything. We're still discovering things about physics, and quantum physics is like the next step up. It's like something new that the scientists are talking about, like the string theory. And they even said they found out that they think that there is a parallel universe next to ours where time runs backwards. So it's like, when they start discovering things like that, it's like, dang, like, maybe heaven is real. Maybe there's so much we don't know, and that we think we know, but we don't really know. You know what I mean? Like, is it another realm? Like, is this like the dirt realm? Like, is this like the low realm where everything is just black and you get little spots of life here and there, and that's what Earth is, just a little spot of life. And then when you go to another realm, maybe the universe is just lit up with life, like there, like on the planet and outside the planet there's shit just flying and it's just everything's just everywhere. Like maybe it's like that, I don't know. No, I sound high right now, I'm not, but it's just, I just be really wondering, like what is it all mean, you know? And like, I think like the older you get, you really start, like when you're a kid, you don't really, well, like now that I'm in my 30s, it's like you really start wondering, like, like what does this shit all mean? Like all we do is get up and go to work. And I'm gonna post my vent, man. I'm gonna post my vent. I made two videos that are like 30 to 40 minutes a piece of me just really going in, talking about some things. I didn't upload it yet because I didn't know if I was ready to upload it. But I'm gonna probably just put both of the videos together and just upload it. And maybe I can touch somebody, and maybe I can like set a light bulb off in someone's head, or maybe I can like, I don't know. You know? But yeah, man, I just was wondering, like, what do y'all think it is? Do y'all think God is like aliens? Do you think like he's like an alien from like a super advanced, I don't know, civilization? Do you think it's a white man in the sky with a big beard like Santa Claus? Like, come on, my son, my daughter, come into my kingdom. You've done well. Do you think it's like that? And you're just walking around in the clouds talking to people all day, like, hey? Or do you think it's like some crazy stuff for like when you die and you go to heaven, you have your own space and time and you can manipulate the space and time as you want it, and you can choose who's in and who's not in, and everything's telepathic and you can look how you want to look, you can talk how you want to talk, you can be athletic, you can be whatever you want to be, as long as it's not negative evil vibrations, or you know what I mean, like, you know what I'm trying to say, like maybe when you die you do go to heaven, but you're in your own little bubble, you're in your own little space and time, and only one knows you're there is who you want to know you're there, and the only people that you communicate with is the people you want to communicate with, and like only God knows your little bubble, and you can choose to go into other people's space and you can see who you want, and maybe you can view the earth and go back in time and see the birth of the universe and the dinosaurs and all that. Or do you think you just die and you're just a dead motherfucker in a box? What do y'all think? I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I've had freaky experiences with like otherworldly things, but I don't know, man. Like, what do y'all think it is? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, man. But listen, this is the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. And I'm just up here speculating, man. I'm just trying to give a different perspective. Maybe one y'all haven't heard before. Like, what do you think it is? Like, I'm curious. Like, I wish I had like some sort of technology to know the truth about everything. You know what I mean? Maybe it would help humanity, our society, our culture. Maybe it would help us, like, I don't know, get through the hard times that we're getting through if we knew. Or maybe we would use it as like another form of like punishment, or like a weapon to kind of F with people even more. You know what I mean? Because that's what humans do. That's what we do. That is what we do. You know what I mean? But listen, man, this your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is the Traumafied Podcast, man. Hey, I'm gonna talk to y'all. Thank you.